Let me start with homework for next lesson.
我们现在来先讲一下本周的家庭作业。
We will cover 1st and 2nd Samuel.
下周我们会讲撒母耳记上下。
And so I would like for you to read chapters 1 through 11 of 1st Samuel.
所以我希望大家能够把撒母耳记上1到11章。
Chapter 16 through 20.
16到20章。
Chapter 28.
28章。
And chapter 31. 31
章。
And in those chapters, look at the character of Saul.
所以在这些章节中去看扫罗。
How he moves from humility to pride.
看他是怎么样从一个谦卑的一个状态转变成很骄傲。
And then in 2 Samuel.
在撒母耳记下。
Read chapters 1 through 5.
就阅读1到5章。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
Chapters 11 through 19.
11到19章。
And chapter 24.
24章。
And answer the question.
就是回答。
Why is David called a man after God's heart?
为什么称大卫是合神心意的人？
And we will look at those when we come to 1st and 2nd Samuel.
当我们看撒母耳记上下的时候，我们就会来回答这些问题，讨论这些问题。
Now we are looking at the book of Judges.
现在我们来看士师记。
A very strange book.
是一个很奇怪的书。
And I want to start at the end of the book.
我想由这个士师记的结尾开始。
At the end of Joshua.
在约书亚记结束的时候。
The people of Israel have a ceremony.
这个以色列人有一个仪式。
They say, we're going to serve God, we're going to be faithful to Him.
他们就说我们要侍奉耶和华，我们要对他忠心。
And that is how Joshua ends.
那是约书亚记的结尾。
At the end of Judges.
但是在士师记结束的结尾的时候。
Is a much different ending.
一个完全不同的结局结尾。
Let me tell you the story at the end of the book.
让我给你讲一下这个约书亚四世纪是怎么结束的。
It is a story we never tell our children in Sunday school class.
是我们在儿童主日学从来不会跟我们孩子们跟小孩讲
的。We always skip this story.
我们都需要跳过这个故事。
When I taught Old Testament in the Hope Sound Bible College.
当我在这边的圣经学院教这个旧约概论的旧约的时候。
I would have students read the whole Old Testament.
我会让学生们把整个旧约读一遍。
And keep a journal of their reading.
然后边读呢就要边写日记。
And sometimes students would put in their journal when they read this story. Why is this in the Bible?
然后学生就会在他们的那个笔记里边就写下了为什么这些章节会出现在圣经里。
Because it doesn't sound like a story that goes in the Bible.
好像不应该是一个圣经里记录的故事。
Instead, it sounds like an R-rated movie.
它像上一个那个 R 级的影片。
There is a Levite who is living in Ephraim.
是有一个在一个利未人，他是住在以法莲山地。
He has a concubine from Bethlehem.
他有一个从伯利恒来的女子是他的妾。
For some reason, she leaves him and goes back home.
不知道有些什么原因，他就离开丈夫，回到了伯利恒。
And he goes to get her.
然后这个先生呢，就去接这个妾。
As they are going back home,
当他们回家的路上。
They stop to stay overnight in the city of Gibeah.
他们就在那个因为天色晚他们就准备在基比亚过夜。
This city is part of the tribe of Benjamin.
这个基比亚是属于便雅悯支派的一个城市。
No one offers to let them stay in their house.
没有人就是给他们说你可以在我家过夜。
Now that might not seem strange to us.
看起来好像对我们有点奇怪，没有点不奇怪。
We don't invite strangers to stay in our house.
我们不会邀请不认识陌生人到我们家里来过夜。
But in that world, it was very, very rude.
但是在那个时候的世界，那是非常的不礼貌。
There were no hotels.
那个时候没有旅馆。
And so if another Israelite came, you were supposed to invite them in.
所以当另外一个以色列人他来到这个地方的时候，你应该是邀请他到你家里过夜。
No one does.
但是没有一个人邀请他过夜。
Until finally there is an old man from Ephraim who says, okay, you can stay in my house.
直到最后呢，有个以法莲三地的人就说，是一位老年人说，你可以在我家过夜。
That night,
那天晚上，
the men from the city surround the house.
基比亚人呢，就围着这个老人的家。
And say, send the Levite out.
你把这个利外人，这个利未人带出来。
They want to rape him, a homosexual rape.
他们就想要就是这种同性恋，叫强奸他，就像同性恋这样的。
Now if I ask you in class, where have you heard this story before?
如果我要想问你们说你们在之前听过在什么地方听过这样的故事？
You would say, oh, that is the story of Sodom and Gomorrah.
你就会想起来说那是索多玛跟俄摩拉的故事。
But the writer of Judges is showing that Israel has become as wicked as Sodom.
所以四世纪的作者向我们显示这个以色列已经变得像索多玛俄摩拉那样的邪恶。
The old man refuses to do this.
但是老人呢就拒绝这样做。
And so finally, he sends the Levite sends the concubine out.
但是最后呢，他就把他的妾给拉出去。
They rape her.
他们就侮辱他，强奸他。
And finally, she is dead.
最后他死了。
The Levite goes out the next morning.
这利未人第二天早晨起来。
He finds her body.
他看到了他死在门前。
He is so angry.
他非常的愤怒。
That he takes a knife.
然后他用刀。
He cuts her body into pieces.
他把他的身体切成。
And he sends the pieces of the body to all of the other tribes of Israel.
他把他的身体的部分送给以色列的各个支派。
And says, you can't allow them to do this.
对他们说你们不能再允许这样的事情发生。
And so Israel, 400,000 Israelites gather together to attack the Benjaminites.
所以呢就有40万的以色列人聚集去攻打这个基比亚。
After 3 days of battle,
三天的这个战争之后，
They finally win.
他们最后他们这个以色列人赢了。
And they kill all but 600 of the men of Benjamin.
他们把便雅悯支派除了600个人，除了600个男人之外，剩下的人全都杀死了。
It is a strange and horrible story.
这是一个让人很震惊，一个很可怕的故事。
And it shows how Israel has become as bad as the city of Sodom.
这个就让我们展示了以色列人现在已经变得像这个索罗马那样子邪恶那样败坏。
These are the people who had been God's people.
他们是神的曾经是神的百姓。
These are the people who had said, we will serve the Lord.
这是那些曾经说我们要服侍耶和华。
And now they are living as bad as the people of Sodom.
他们现在的生活就跟那个索多玛的人那样邪恶。
The book of Judges shows how this happened.
四世纪就向我们显示了这一切是到底是如何发生的。
It covers a period of 350 years.
他这个四世纪的时长所包涵盖的时间有350年。
And it shows the decline from the end of Joshua.
它就显示了这个
story I just told you.
它显示了就是说从这个约书亚那个结束的时候到刚才我讲的这个 故事，他这怎么样这个怎么样这个衰落，怎么样堕落的。
Once again, I wish that I could ask you.
我就很希望我能再问你们，为什么这些事情会发生？
And I think if I did, I would get two answers.
如果我问你们，我大概会有两个答案。
And both of them would be correct.
这两个答案应该都是正确的。
The first answer that I might get.
我第一个要回到，你们可能会回这样说。
Comes from, Judges.
是由四世纪。
Chapter 21, verse 25, the very last verse of Judges.
就是21章25节，就是四世纪的最后一句话。
In those days, there was no king in Israel.
那时以色列中没有王。
Every man did what was right in his own eyes.
个人任意而行。
One purpose, it seems, for the book of Judges.
所以四世纪的一个主题其实就是
was to show the need for a king.
就是显示了需要一位王的这种需要。
This book was probably written soon after Israel has a king.
这本书大概是以色列有一位国王之后写的，很短时期之内写的。
And it is showing this is why we need a king.
这就是显示了说为什么我们需要一位王。
Look at the chaos.When we had no king.
看看我们没有王的这样的一个混乱。
And so it says, here is the problem.
所以他就向我们说问题是这样的。
There was no king.
没有王。
So everyone just did what they wanted to.
所以每个人都任意而行。
That is one reason Israel ended up in chaos.
那就是一个原因，就是为什么以色列人会这样的一个混乱的原因之一。
But there's a second reason.
但是还有另外一个原因。
One, there's no king.
第一是一个是没有王。
Two.
第二。
Everyone does what is right in their own eyes.
个人都凭着自己认为正确的事情来行事。
Over and over in this book, it says the Israelites did what was evil.In the Lord's sight.
就是一次又一次在这本书中提到就是说以色列人行耶和华中眼中看为恶的事。
They followed their own path.
他们就行自己的路。
They did what they wanted to do.
他们就做自己想做的事。
Last time we looked at the end of Joshua.
上次我们看到约书亚记的结尾。
The people gathered together.
百姓聚集。
And they said, we will serve God.
他们说我们要侍奉耶和华。
We will obey him.
我们会遵从听从他。
They promised to be faithful to Jehovah.
他们答应他们应许是要对耶和华忠心。
But then we turn to the book of Judges.
但是我们到了士师记的时候。
Go to Judges chapter 2.
我们到四世纪第二章。
Starting at verse 6.
从第六节开始。
The people go and they take their inheritance.
这个百姓就各归自己的地业。
Verse 7 says, the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua.
所以约书亚在世和百姓行就是百姓都侍奉耶和华。
And all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen the great work that God had done for Israel.
第七节说，耶和华在世和约书亚死后，那些见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候，百姓都侍奉耶和华。
So as long as Joshua is alive, they serve God.
所以只要耶书亚还活着，他们侍奉耶和华。
As long as there are some of the old leaders who remembered what God had done, they served God.
所以只要那些见过神为以色列人所行大事的长老还活着的时候，他们也侍奉耶和华。
But then go to verse 10.
但是我们看第十节。
All that generation was gathered to their fathers.
那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖。
And there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work that he had done for Israel.
后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
The people who had crossed the Jordan River have
died. And
now there is another generation that does not know that.
现在有新的一代，他们不知道耶和华的作为，不知道他们过约旦河。
Verse 11, and they did, the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals.
以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉朱巴利。
The key to the book of Judges.
所以对这个四世纪的这个关键在于要点是
is that people forgot what God had done.
他们忘记了神的作为。
And they did what evil in God's sight.
然后他们行神眼中看为恶的事。
They did what was right in their own eyes.
他们行自己眼中看为正的事。
Let me say from judges to those who are parents.
让我就是对那些从四世纪来对父母来讲话。
As parents, we have a great challenge.
作为父母，我们有很大的挑战。
Especially if you are a first generation Christian.
尤其是如果你是第一代的基督徒。
You have seen the great change that God made in your life.
你看到了神在你的生命中所做的这种巨大的改变。
You are very thankful for what He does.
你非常感谢神为你所做的。
But if we do not pass that on to our children,
如果我们不把这个传承给我们的下一代，我们的孩子们，
they don't see what God has done.
他们没有看到神的作为，神所行的。
It becomes easy for them to forget.
对他们来讲，很容易就忘记神的作为。
We saw back in Joshua.
我们在约书亚记看到。
That God had said, I want you to put up this monument of stones from the Jordan River.
我们看到说神说你要再把约旦河里的石头带出来放在河边做一个纪念。
I want you to bring your children there on field trips.
我想让你们就是有这个活就是出外的时候带着你的孩有野外课的时候带你的孩子到那个地方。
I want you to point to those stones and I want you to say to your children, look, those rocks used to be in the middle of the river.
我想要你指着那些石头对你的孩子说这些石头原来都是在河里边的河当中的。
And divided the water.
但是神呢把这个约旦河给分开。
We walked through on dry land.
我们就从干地约旦河中干地这样行过。
And we brought those rocks from the middle of the river.
我们把这些河中间的这个石头给带出来。那
But somewhere,
但是不知道在什么时候什么地方
the people of Israel quit doing that.
这以色列人不再这样行。
They quit teaching their children what God had done.
他们不再去教导他们的孩子神为他们做了什么。
And children grew up thinking our God is no different than Baal.
然后呢，孩子们长大就觉得说，我们的神跟巴利没有什么区别。
Mom and Dad have their God, and our friends have a different God.
爸爸妈妈有他们的神，我的朋友有不同的神。
And it's all the same. We can choose.
都是一样的，我可以选择。
As parents, we must constantly help our children to see the wonder of our God.
作为父母，我们要不断的帮助我们孩子看到神的奇妙。
They need to see in our lives what God has done and what He is doing.
他们需要在我们的生命中看到神，在我们生命中所成就的，然后也在我们生命中正在做的。
They need to be part of worship that shows them God.
他们也要成为这种敬拜的一部分，看到神自己。
But in the book of Judges, the people lost that.
但是在四世纪里，这些人就是丧失了这个，撕掉了这个。
And so soon, they are turning to false gods.
所以他们很快的就转向了假神。
Because always we will trust in someone.
因为呢，我们都总是会相信什么人。
And so if we don't trust God, we will turn to false gods.
如果我们不相信、 不信靠真神的话，我们就会信靠假神。
That's what happens in the book of Judges.
这就是在士师记中所发生的。
Now, let me try to show you a quick outline of what happened.
让我给大家显示一个这个事到底发生了什么这样一个很快的一个概括。
Slide number six shows this.
第六张幻灯片显示了这个。
Excuse me.
Okay.
This pattern will happen seven times in the book of Judges.
这个模式发生了七次。
First of all,
第一，刚开始。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
第二章第十节。
The people did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals.
十一节，以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉朱巴利。
They abandoned the Lord who had brought them out of Egypt.
离弃了领他们出埃及地的耶和华。
They went after other gods.
去叩拜别神。
And bowed down to them.
就是四维列国的神。
They provoked the Lord to anger.
惹耶和华发怒。
The first step, and we'll see this seven times, is that Israel turns to other gods. They sin.
我们就看到了这种事情发生了七次，就是以色列人呢，他们就去叩拜别神，惹耶和华发怒，他们犯罪。
Every time that happens,
每次他们这样做的时候，
the next step is that God sends war as judgment on Israel.
所以呢，神就送来战争作为审判。
Verse 14,
第十四节。
The anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel.
耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作。
He sold them into the hand of their enemies.
就把他们交在抢夺他们的人手中。
Verse 15, they were in terrible distress.
所以他们就极其困苦。
Each time God lets their enemy defeat them.
每次神就让他们的敌人打败他们。
And then they're in trouble and they repent.
然后他们很困苦，他们就会悔改。
They cry out to God.
他们就向神呼求。
The third step is repentance.
所以第三步就是悔改。
And then God delivers them.
然后神就拯救了他们。
Verse 16, the Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the hands of their enemies.
耶和华兴起士师，士师就拯救他们脱离抢夺他们人的手。
Seven times we will see that cycle.
我们看这种发生了七次这样一个循环。
They sin.
他们犯罪。
Their enemy defeats them.
他们的敌人就是击败他们。
They cry out for mercy and repent.
他们就呼求连续然后就悔改。
And God delivers them.
神拯救了他们。
That happened seven times.
但是这样重复发生了七次。
But I want you to see something very important about this.
我想让大家看到一个很重要的一点，一步一个。
I wish that I were a good artist.
我希望我是很好的一个艺术画家。
Sometime I'm going to have a student who is a good artist who can draw this for me.
我什么时候我得找那个我有个学生画画画的很好，让他帮我来画。
Because what I have on the slide just shows going around and around and around.
所以在我的这个第六张幻灯片就是看到就是这样一个循环，就是这样一个圆圈，这样走来，这样一直不断的循环。
But that is really not what happens.
但是那个还不是真正发生的。
Every time we go around, it is going downward.
它每次这样的循环的时候都是一个下降式的。就是螺旋式的下降。
Seven times we have this cycle, but each time it gets worse.
每七次呢，我们都有这样的循环，但是每次都是更糟糕。
Let me show you what I mean.
我给大家讲讲是什么意思。
The first of these judges is Othniel.
第一个这个士师是这个俄陀涅。
Chapter 3.
第三章第七节。
Verse 7, the people of Israel did what was evil. They forgot the Lord and served the Baals.
以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，忘记耶和华他们的神，去侍奉朱巴利和亚舍拉。
That's step one.
那是第一步。
Then, verse 8, the anger of the Lord was kindled, and he sold them into the hand of their enemies.
所以耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作，就把他们交在仇敌手中。
That's step two.
那是第二步。
War as judgment.
就是作为审判的战争。
Verse 9 is the third step. They repent.
第三步，他们就呼求耶和华悔改。
But the people of Israel cried out to the Lord.
以色列人呼求耶和华的时候。
Step 4, deliverance.
第四步，拯救。
The Lord raised up a deliverer for the people of Israel who saved them.
耶和华就为他们兴起一位拯救者救他们。
And it says in verse 10 that the Spirit of the Lord was on them.
第十节说耶和华的灵降在他身上，他就做了以色列的士师。
Othniel is a model of what the judge should be.
俄托尼其实是士师应该成为的一个榜样。
He is empowered by God.
他是从神那里得被神赋予能力。
Everything about him we read is positive.
所以我们看到他的描述都是正面的。
That's the first time we see this cycle.
这是我们第一次看到这种循环。
But let me jump to the third of the major judges.
让我们再看到第三位主要的士师。
The story of Deborah.
就是底波拉的，讲底波拉。
The same pattern.
就是同样的一个模式。
Israel sins, chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章第一节，以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，又犯罪。
God sells them into the hand of their enemy, chapter 4, verse 2.
耶和华把他们交在他们的仇敌手中。
They cry out for deliverance, chapter 4, verse 3.
第四章第三节，他们就呼求耶和华。
And God raises up a deliverance.
然后神就兴起了一位拯救者。
But this time, there's some questions.
但是在这次呢，有一些问题。
You see, Deborah is female.
你可以看出来，底波拉是一位女性。
That doesn't matter to us.
对我们来讲，好像没问题，没不是什么不重要，
world,
不重要。但是在那个时代
，that the males who should have been leaders have failed.
那个时候本应该成为领袖的这个男性呢，男生们呢，失败
了。Verse 9, Deborah says to Barak,
You are the one who should have led. 底波拉说你对那个西，底波拉which one? What's
Verse 9.
Yeah, 底波拉对巴拉说你应该是那位带领军队的人。
And so you are not going to get the glory you should have received.
但是因为你没有必他说我必要因为希拉巴拉说你要跟我同去他所以你得不到荣耀。
It will go to a woman.
那个会这个荣耀会交在一个会在一个妇人身上。
At the end of this story.
在这个故事的结尾。
The country is going to divide into rival divisions.
这个国家呢这个以色列民族就成了一种就是对抗的一些对抗的情况出现支派。
There is deliverance, but it is not the glory of the first time.
他现在是有拯救，但是不是那种第一次的那样子的荣耀。
Then we have the story of Gideon.
然后我们在下面就看基甸的故事。
The same pattern.
同样的模式。
Chapter 6, verse 1, the people do is evil.
以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
God sells them into the hands of Midian for 7 years.
耶和华就把他们交在米甸人手里七年。
Verse 6, the people cried out for help to the Lord.
以色列人极其贫乏就呼求耶和华。
Verse 7, he sends a prophet.
神就差遣先知到以色列人那里对他们说。
I will deliver you.
神说我会拯救你们，救你们。
And we have the story of Gideon.
然后我们就有基甸的故事。
But again,
再一次
we are moving downward.
我们看到这种螺旋式下降的这种循环。
Gideon is slow to believe God.
然后基甸呢，他是慢慢的、迟缓的相信神。
He requires 3 miracles before he will believe.
在他相信之前，他向神就是要求了、求了三件那个神迹。
The victory breaks up into rivalry.
然后呢，胜利最后变成了一种彼此之间的对抗。
And at the end of Gideon's story,
在基甸的故事的最后
we read that the ephod, the priestly garments that he had used, leads Israel back into idol worship.
所以我们就看到他所用的这个以弗德最后呢又带领以色列人就是去拜偶像。
Each time,
每一次
the story is going down.
这个循环呢最后都是一个更就往下降就是更衰败。
The next of the major judges I want you to see is the story of Jephthah.
再往下我想看的主要的这个事实呢是那个耶夫他。
Again, Israel sins.
以色列人又犯罪。
This time, again, God sells them into bondage.
神又把他们交在仇敌的手中。
But this time, God almost refuses to deliver them.
这一次神几乎拒绝拯救他们。
Chapter 10, verse 13.
第十章第三节。
God says to them, I saved you over and over.
神说我一次一次的拯救你们。
Yet, verse 13, yet you have forsaken me.
你们竟离弃我。
And served other gods.
侍奉别神。
Therefore, I will save you no more.
所以我不再救你们了。
Go cry out to the God you have chosen.
你们去哀求所选择的神。
Let them save you.
你们遭遇急难的时候，让他救你们吧。
God says, no, this time I'm not going to do it.
神说，这次我不管了。
Verse 15, and the people said, we have sinned. Please, though, deliver us.
以色列人对耶和华说，我们犯罪了，求你。救我们吧。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
They put away the foreign gods.
他们就除掉他们中间的外邦神。
They served the Lord.
侍奉耶和华。
And he became impatient over the misery of Israel.
耶和华因以色列人受的苦难就心中担忧。
He began to feel mercy.On his people.
所以神对又开始为他的百姓心里感到怜恤，怜恤他们。所以神就送了耶弗他去拯救他们。
But Jephthah is not a model leader.
但是耶弗他不是一个领袖的典范。
He is most concerned with his own reputation.
他更在意他自己的这个名声。
He makes a very foolish vow.
他做了一个非常愚蠢的一个誓言。
Because he doesn't believe God, and so he thinks he must somehow bribe God with this promise.
因为他不是说没有完全，他因为他没有完全的信靠神，他觉得他应该用来这个贿赂神，所以用这个誓言。
The spiral is going down.
所以呢，这个就是螺旋式的一种下降。
The last of these judges is Samson.
最后的一个事实就是参孙。
Samson outside physically is very strong.
参孙的这个外在的外表非常的强壮。
But inside morally he's very weak.
但是在他的里边他的这个道德他里边的这个人呢是非常的软弱。
He breaks God's law.
他违反神的律例。
By having these sexual unions with the Philistine women,
他跟这个非利士人有这种结合，跟非利士人娶了非利士人的女子。
He is finally defeated by Delilah because of his foolishness.
最终他是被大力拉，因为他自己的愚蠢所击败。
And he actually will have more success in his death killing Philistines than he does during his life.
所以他死的时候比活着的时候更成功，因为他死的时候杀的非利士人比活的时候还多。
All of this shows.
所有这些都向我们展示，
the decline of Israel.
就是以色列人的这个衰败。
So that by the end of Judges,
所以到四世纪结束的时候
，we have a nation that is in chaos.
我们就看到一个非常混乱的一个民族一个国家。
Religiously, they are turning to idols.
他们在信仰生活上，他们就去拜假神，拜偶像。
They are as bad as Sodom.
社会上面他们的败坏已经像索多玛那样。
The nation is in chaos.
整个这个民族就是一个溃乱。
The book of Judges is very important because it shows what happens when God's people are not faithful.
所以这个四世纪很重要，它向我们展示了如果神的百姓不忠心的话，会有什么样的后果。
Yes, God is a merciful God.
是的，神是一位怜悯的神。
But Israel never recovers from the trouble that comes through the book of Judges.
但是以色列人没有真正永远没有真正完全的从他们从四世纪里的这种所得来的麻烦里边恢复。
The rest of their history, there will be division that starts back in this book.
所以在后边呢，他们的历史中就可以看到他们中间的这种分裂，这个分裂起源于在四世纪的时期。
They will always be weaker than God planned.
他们总是比神所计划的要软弱。
Because they did not follow God's plan.
要糟糕，因为他们没有跟随神的计划。
But I want to show you a little short story that falls into the book of Judges.
所以我想给你们展示一个很小的一个故事，它是在四世纪时期的。
We don't know exactly when this story happens.
我们不知道它这个发生的确切时间。
But it is the story of Ruth.
这是路德的故事。
And I want you to see it in the context of the book of Judges.
我想让你们看以这个四世纪的这个背景这个环境里来看。
Imagine that you are reading through the Bible for the first time.
比如说你是第一次就是通读圣经。
You come to the end of Judges.
你到了四世纪的结尾。
And you have seen this terrible decline of God's people.
你看到这个神的百姓的这种可怕的这种败落，这种朽坏。
You just finished reading this terrible story that I told you about the Levites' concubine.
你刚刚读到这个利未人妾的这个可怕的故事。
And now you turn the page and begin to read the book of Ruth.
现在你翻过来读路德记。
And here is what you read.
这是你读到的。
In the days when the judges ruled, there was famine in the land.
当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒。
So you know that this book.
所以你知道这本书。
Happens during the time of the judges.
所以你知道这本书是发生在这个士师记的时期。
It happens while God's people are being unfaithful to God.
这是发生在就是神的百姓对神不忠心的时代。
In those days, there was a famine in the land.
说在那个时候，国中遭遇饥荒。
And a man of Bethlehem went to the country of Moab.
在犹大伯利恒有一个人去了摩崖地。
Now you know that Moab is not God's chosen people.
你要知道摩崖人不是神所拣选的百姓。
He goes there.
他去那儿。
He has two sons.
他有两个儿子。
Those sons take wives from Moab.
这两个儿子娶了摩崖女子为妻。
10 years later, both of the sons have died.
过了十年，这个两个儿子都死了。
And this woman named Naomi.
然后这个先生也死了，然后这个拿俄米这位女士。
Is left alone with no husband and no sons.
剩下拿俄米没有丈夫也没有儿子。
She's ready to come home.
她准备好要回家了，她想回家了。
The famine is over.
现在那个饥荒结束了。
And she's going to go back to Bethlehem.
她决定要归回到伯利恒。
So she says to her daughters-in-law, you stay here.
所以他对他的两个媳妇说，你们就待在这儿。
I'm going home.
我要回家。
You stay here, find a new husband.
你在这儿待在这里再找人嫁吧。
And I'll return to Bethlehem.
我要回伯利恒。
But Ruth says, no, I'm going back with you.
但是路德说我要跟你回一起回去。
I'll go where you go.
我要去你去哪里我就去哪里。
Your people will be my people.
你的百姓就是我的百姓。
Your God will be my God.
你的神就是我的神。
And so they come back to Bethlehem.
所以他们就回到了伯利恒。
Here's what I want you to see about this story.
我想让你从这个故事里看到。
The story itself is very simple.
这个故事本身是很简单的。
They come back, she meets Boaz, she's married.
然后他们回来，这个路德碰到了波阿斯，他们结婚了。
But what I want you to see about it is a couple things.
我想要看到的几件事是。
It happens during the time of Judges.
第一个呢，它是发生在士师时期。
And Ruth is from Moab.
然后还有就是路德是一个摩押女子。
I told you that the book of Joshua shows that God is faithful to those who are faithful to Him.
在是约书亚记，我们展示了，就是说神对那些对他忠心的神是信实的。
And that is true even when the person is not part of Israel.
就算那个对神忠心的人，他不是以色列人。
In the book of Joshua, Rahab was from Jericho.
在约书亚记，拉哈是耶利哥人。
But because Rahab was faithful to God, God blessed her.
因为拉哈对神忠心，所以神祝福了他。
In the book of Ruth,
在路德记
，Ruth is from Moab.
路德是从摩押地来的。
She has no promises from God.
他没有从神而来的任何应许和保证。
But because she trusts God and obeys him.
但是因为他信靠神也顺从神听从神。
God blesses her.
神祝福了他。
And so at the end of the book,
所以在路德记结束的时候
，You read this, Ruth chapter 4.
路德记四章
，verse 17,
第十七节。
Ruth and Boaz have a baby.
路德和波阿斯有一个孩子。
By the custom of that day, she is named or considered a son, a descendant of Naomi.
在那个时候的习俗，这个俄贝那个孩子是应该是算是拿厄米的后代。
Verse 17, they name him Obed.
那个他十七节讲到这个孩子起名叫俄贝德。
And it says he was the father of Jesse.
说俄贝德是耶西的父。
The father of David.
耶西是大卫的父。
Now, turn to Matthew chapter 1.
现在我们翻到马太福音第一章。
The genealogy of Jesus.
就是耶稣的家谱。
And look at two names.
看两个名字。
Verse 5, we have the name of Rahab.
在第五节我们有拉哈的名字。
And we have the name of Ruth.
我们第五节有拉哈和路德的名字。
Both of these foreign women.
这两位外国女子。
Become part of the ancestry of Jesus.
这两位外族女子成为耶稣的家谱的成员。
Because they are faithful to God.
因为他们对神忠心。
Ruth becomes the grandmother of David.
那个路德成了大卫的曾祖母。
Great grandmother.
成了大卫的曾祖母。
Israel's greatest king.
大卫是以色列最伟大的国王。
Because she is faithful to God.
因为他对神忠心。
What I want you to see is this.
我想让大家看到的是。
even in the darkest time of Israel's history,
就算在以色列最黑暗的历史时期,
when a Moabite woman was faithful to God,
但是当一位摩押女子对神忠心的时候, 对神, 相信神的时候, 神祝福了她。
In our Bible, Ruth comes after Judges.
在我们的这个圣经编排里边，这个路德记是出现在士师记之后。
In the Hebrew Bible,
但是在
Ruth comes after Proverbs.
但是在这个希伯来人的这个圣经里边，路德记是在箴言之后。
Proverbs 31 ends with the picture of an ideal woman.
所以箴言的最后31章呢就结束就是就是描述了结束于箴言31章最后一章这个理想的妇人。
And then the book of Ruth tells the story of a woman who lived up to God's model.
然后在之后就是路德描述了一位能够活出来就是神所要求的这个这样的一个模式的一个妇人的典范。
The book of Ruth is important to show us that even in a wicked, wicked world, if you and I will be faithful, God will honor that.
所以路德记向我们展示，就算一个非常邪恶、黑暗的世代，如果我们对神忠心，神祝福我们。
Maybe all around us, other people are unfaithful.
也许我们周围的人都是不信实、不忠、对神不忠心的。
Maybe our world looks like the book of Judges.
也许我们现在的世界就像士师记的时代。
But if it does, we can still be faithful to God, and God will honor that.
就算是那样，我们仍然可以对神忠心，神会尊荣这些，会保卫这些。
Always remember that the book of Ruth is a parenthesis somewhere in the book of Judges.
所以呢，我们要知道这个路德记好像是中间的一个括号，就是在士师记的时代中什么时候。
So in that.Terrible story of Judges, you have a picture of someone who is faithful.
就算那个四世纪那么可怕的那个最后结尾的时候的故事，我们还是有这个路德的故事。
And that encourages us to be faithful.
所以这个就是鼓励我们对神忠心。
Now, out of the chaos that comes in Judges.
所以在于从这个四世纪里面所来的这一片混乱溃败。
Israel decides they need a king.
他们决定以色列人说嗯我们应该有一位王。
And that is what we will see next time in Samuel.
所以我们下次就来看这个撒母耳记上下。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
God, at times it appears that our world is like the world of Judges.
主啊在我们现在的时代就像是四世纪的时代的时候。
It seems there is religious chaos and there is moral chaos.
看到有这个信仰上的这种混乱和社会上的混乱。
But in that world, help us to be faithful to you.
就算是这样的一个世界，帮助我们对你忠心。
Knowing that you will honor the people who honor you.
你会真的是尊荣那些尊荣你的人。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.